From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Secretary of State Colin Powell arrived in Moscow tonight after visiting Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. While in Riyadh, he said yesterday's terrorist attacks there had all the fingerprints of al-Qaeda. Russia also suffered a terrorist attack yesterday. Suicide bombers blew up a government compound in the southern region of Chechnya, killing 54 people.
Moscow calls its war against separatists in Chechnya a battle against international terrorism. Russia and the U.S. have cooperated on anti-terror issues. But as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow, Powell's visit will likely focus more on trying to repair ties damaged by the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
Secretary Powell has his work cut out for him. The Kremlin is still angry that its opposition to the war in Iraq was essentially ignored by the White House. And the frustration extends throughout the Russian political establishment. Influential centrist lawmaker Alexei Arbatov says if he were in President Putin's shoes, this is what he'd tell Secretary Powell.
By your action in Iraq, you have achieved two very bad things. You have destroyed the moral and political leadership that the United States had after September 11th. And you have lost great sympathy and solidarity of the whole world.
President Putin will likely be more diplomatic than that with Powell. But Powell does face an uphill battle in trying to convince Putin to support a U.S.-backed UN Security Council resolution which would lift economic sanctions against Iraq. Russia argues sanctions can only be fully lifted if UN weapons inspectors certify Iraq is free of weapons of mass destruction. Political analyst Ivan Safranchuk says there's a much larger issue at stake for Russia.
I don't think that when Russia is speaking about sanctions, Russia is really speaking about sanctions. Russia is speaking about something different. The matter is that the Iraqi crisis was going on beyond the framework of the current international law. And Russia is trying to bring back the situation into the legal framework.
Safranchuk says getting the U.S. back into a legal framework is hugely important to Russia. With its military might depleted, Russia's veto power in the U.N. Security Council is now one of the last remaining vestiges of its lost superpower status. Many here fear unchecked U.S. unilateralism may lead to more serious disagreements between Russia and the U.S. And Washington and Moscow are already at odds over Iran. Russian companies are helping the Iranians build a nuclear power plant. The Bush administration believes Iran could divert the technology to make nuclear weapons. It's unsuccessfully lobbied Russia to halt its nuclear cooperation with Iran. Lawmaker Alexei Arbatov doubts Secretary Powell will make much headway with Putin on that issue.
No way. If there was some chance that Russia would have considered very seriously American claims about Iran, after Iraq, it's impossible.
Russia says the technology it's giving Iran cannot be diverted to nuclear weapons production. Dmitry Trenin of the Moscow Carnegie Center says the dispute over Iran could prove to be even more damaging for U.S.-Russian ties than Iraq.
I fear Iran especially. Should the U.S. decide to take on Iran, should the U.S. demand that Russia desist and essentially withdraw, that could lead to more than verbal disagreement.
Trenin says that in a worst-case scenario, the U.S. might use military force to destroy the nuclear power plant the Russians are helping the Iranians build, causing a major crisis. Yet lawmaker Alexei Arbatov emphasizes that the deep differences over Iran and Iraq have not yet sabotaged U.S.-Russian cooperation on other issues.
On other issues, economic, energy issues, Palestine crisis, North Korea, Afghanistan, strategic arms limitation, we are willing to go forward.
Secretary Powell could also help drive forward strained U.S.-Russian ties by expressing more sympathy for the Kremlin's position that its war in Chechnya is a battle with Islamist terrorists. Few here are expecting Secretary Powell's visit to produce any miracles, though. Most observers are waiting for a crucial meeting between Presidents Bush and Putin in St. Petersburg later this month to judge just how serious the damage to U.S.-Russian relations really is. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.